right, guys. Cool. Well, hello. Friday. It's sport, and it's 29 days until the ICC T20 World Cup. Now, the cool thing about this World Cup is that it's taking place in the West Indies and the USA. That's if you like growing the game. But most importantly, it's like, what is this Proteas team right now? Who's the captain? Do we have a chance? Well, we always kind of have a chance. But I just think that we got to the stage right now where, as all stakeholders of SA cricket, we just got to demand that these oaks stop fucking around now. They used to be in a really good position where we had excellence on the field. We had a decent sort of team dynamic and we were doing all the right things. And they just lost the plot. That's all I will say. They lost the plot. And now we always want to compare everything to the Springboks because they are the epitome of excellence, representation, nation building, all those kind of things. So these oaks need to really, really pull their socks up now. And this is a great tournament in order to do that. You know, we've still got the buzz and the positivity from the box. So a 15-man squad will be led by Aidan Markram. Thembo Bavuma is not the captain. He's out of there. Now, Thembo is a great player. I don't think he's a great captain. So Aidan Markram, I think, is he's a good bet with that. Reeza Hendricks, because Thembo's not there, now gets a chance to obviously flourish. Rusty van der Dissen has not made the squad, which could be seen as like the one sort of surprising thing. But these likes have been ballsy. They've gone for a bit more youth than experience, which is great. So that will start, as I said, 29 days' time. Bangladesh, Nepal, the Netherlands, and Sri Lanka will be in our group. So that's something to really look forward to if you're enjoying the cricket. Into the rugby, it is a fantastic weekend of rugby. It's a weekend full of semis. So we've got the Investec Champions Cup, and we've got the EPCR Challenge Cup. I even took the
what the hell is that?
Exactly. I took the trouble to work out what the thing is that the Sharks are in. It is the EPCR Challenge Cup. First, let's talk about the Investec Champions Cup. It's obviously like the best of the best in European South African rugby. So Saturday, we've got Leinster, who sent a second string team to SA for the last two URC games. They'll be at full strength. And I assume they'll be beating Northampton at 6:30 on Saturday. And then Sunday, we've got Toulouse versus the Harlequins. That'll be at 4. I would back the favorites here, definitely. These two clubs, Toulouse and Leinster, you know, they really are like super clubs within this. Kind of like the Real Madrid and Bayern Munich of rugby, if you will. So I'll definitely back the home teams there. And as for the EPCR Challenge Cup, well, if the Sharks don't win this, then they're absolutely screwed because they've got this really star-studded Springbok sort of team, and they've put so much money into becoming this huge huge strength SA rugby, but they've been dog shit for the last 2 years. If they win the EPCR Challenge Cup, I'm going to keep saying it just so I remember it, if they win this, they then get to play in the Investec Champions Cup next year. If they don't, then they'll just keep playing the EPCR Challenge Cup. And that's a big worry because
this EPCR Challenge Cup, I can't believe I even got it right. Is that like that waste management thing that you once told us about in golf? I mean, it just sounds absolutely rubbish.
No, it's a secondary European thing. So if you're not in the top eight of the URC or you're in the top one of the top teams in England or France, you don't get to play in the Investec Champions Cup. So now you're in this EPCR Challenge Cup. So anyway, let's not keep getting back into that. But the Sharks have to win this trophy, right? So unfortunately, they've foregone home ground advantage because these guys just don't care about traveling at this stage of the game. So they'll now play the next two games in London, basically. So they've got Clermont. They're taking them on tomorrow at 1:30, and then Gloucester will be taking on Benetton at 4. So all the games will be played in London, and the Sharks need to win the semi to get a final, and it'll be quite something. But they've got the team. You know, they really do. They should win this. And they've won 5 of the 6 last games that they've played. They've only won one game. Sorry, they only lost one game in the EPCR Challenge Cup, and that was against the Cheetahs. So, I mean, you've got to back them. I would back him, and I would back Gloucester. Right. So, yeah, going with the favourites there. It's the Singapore Sevens this weekend as well. So, actually, quite soon, like in about an hour's time, the Blitzbok will be playing their first game. They're welcoming back some well-needed talent and experience. So, look, they're currently seventh on the actual world standings, so not looking so flash. Argentina are the best team this year, followed by Ireland, Fiji, and France. But SA will be taking on Spain in an hour's time, and then they'll take on Samoa at 1:15. And then tomorrow morning, their last pool game to see if they qualify will be against the very strong French team. They'll be 8:24. Of course, the reason I'm telling you this and where they stand is that the Olympics are the 24th and to the 30th of July, and that is like the pinnacle of the sevens. That's why you'll get guys like Anton DuPont, who will want to play sevens this year so he can become an Olympian. I don't know if that's really one of those things you want to boast about because, well, again, we've had this conversation about people getting Olympic tattoos on their arms when they're not really Olympians. But These Oaks are still playing the sevens there, and that is a really, really big deal for them. On the football, Sundowns won the league last night. Absolutely zero surprises there. It is their seventh straight title. It took them 24 games to do it. And kind of fittingly, they smashed Kaizer Chiefs 5-1. Like, Chiefs are just such a disaster.
They really are. They even came up. They came up in our ANC interview yesterday. The guy's like, Chiefs will never win. I was like, wow, if the ANC starts saying that about you, you really know.
That was even worse than Fikile Mbalula calling you a loser. If the ANC are calling you losers, you really are. I mean, that is just embarrassing. So they lost 5-1 to Chiefs. So Sundowns, great. We all knew that was going to happen, and they were unbeaten. So that goes that story for this year. They will be in action this weekend because it's Nedbank Cup semis. So first up, Saturday, we've got Chipper versus Pirates at 3. And then Sunday will be Stellenbosch versus Sundowns at 3. So that's for the Nedbank Cup semis. Obviously, the big race for the Premier League title is just hotting up after each week. We're now at the stage where there's just a handful of games. There really is. I mean, carny handful of games, because Arsenal have got 3, Man City have got 4 games. So currently, Arsenal are on top. They've got 80 points, but they've played 35, Man City 79. So, I mean, who's got the easier run in? Well, Arsenal played Bournemouth at home on Saturday, and then they got Man United away and Everton at home. Pretty tricky matches. I think Everton are quite resurgent, and they could be quite difficult. Man City got Wolves at home this weekend. Then they got Fulham away, Spurs away, and West Ham at home. Liverpool mathematically are here if everyone else completely cocks it up, but let's not be silly. It's Man City's title to lose. All they need to do is win on the way home. But if they slip up once and Arsenal get 9 points, that's kind of where we're sitting. That's where we're sitting. It's another weekend of the Formula One. It's back, and it'll be at Miami. You know, a massive town built on cocaine and partying actually really does deserve its own Grand Prix, and that's what it's got now. So, yeah, I mean, if you like the F1, it's a decent race. It's quite attractive to the eye. And then we've got UFC 301. So UFC 300 was huge, and it would have taken me about 50 minutes to really get through the actual card. UFC 301 will take me 5 seconds to get through what's actually worth watching. Not the greatest card. It's going to be in Brazil, so you'll get a whole bunch of Brazilian fighters. So if you're really into Brazilian men, this is the one for you. If you're not, might want to give us one a skip. So Alex Pantoja is the flyweight champion, and he'll be taking on Steve Erkek. Not the most interesting. Erkek. Yeah, that's what. Erkek. Steve Erkek. I mean, the guy's good. The guy's good. It's going to be a great fight. Those flyweight title fights are frenetic. You know, because they're so small and fast and whippy, it's like two stray dogs going at each other. It really is hugely exciting. And outside of that, you've got Jose Aldo, who is not a shoe model. He is basically Brazil's most famous UFC fighter. Kind of famous, infamously taken down by Conor McGregor, which was a really big bummer for him. It's probably his last fight. And that's the only other notable fight you should really worry about. He'll be fighting Jonathan Martinez. So there's golf locally in the Sunshine Tour. There's a tournament of champions being played at Royal Johannesburg, but nothing really golf-wise until the PGA Champs comes back on May 16, 19. Your big thing for this weekend will be the Investec Champions Cup and the EPCR Challenge Cup semis. Back to favorites.
There it is again. It's getting another plug.
The EPCR Challenge Cup is the weekend of that. And then, of course, there is the Premier League. Those are your massive ones to look for this weekend, and that's what I'll be watching.
All right, so what are you doing in Cape Town? Are you playing some golf tournament that you haven't told us about?
Sadly not. No, I'm just doing some more interviews for this content series that I'm doing. I'm trying to single-handedly make the greatest rugby development story. It's a huge task. It's going to be 9 episodes. I'm 2 episodes in, but I've met some absolute legends. Wow. Like, people just making such a difference. And Western Cape is the heartland of SA rugby. I mean, people can obviously dispute that for me and have an argument, but you know, with the school structures where they are, the heritage of Western Province rugby, and the amount of talent that's being developed in like township areas and stuff, it's just a really cool place to tell the story. So today I'm interviewing people from 2 leading schools, and then tomorrow morning I'll be filming some just general action, and then tomorrow I'm going to a wedding.
Okay, well,
very exciting.
I think you can wear the Viipia tray to your wedding as well.
I'm going to, obviously.
But you can't wear it up here in Gauteng, you'll be taken out.
I'm stronger than I look, Gareth. I'll take those chances.
All right, Ben, thank you very much, and enjoy your wedding as well as all the documentary making that you're busy with. It's always good to catch up with Ben, and he will be in studio with us next week for more.
Looking forward to it.
Ciao, Ben. Very good.
Ciao, bye.